The second thing I would say is even more important than creatine is your nutrition. How many total calories are you eating? How much protein are you eating? Where are you getting those calories from? What's the quality of the food that you're eating? That matters. It's not just about calories. Calories are number one for fat loss, but the quality of your food is going to help with recovery from exercise.
Welcome to the Legendary Life Podcast, where it's all about taking control of your health, losing fat, transforming your body, and living the life you deserve with celebrity fitness trainer and longevity enthusiast, Ted Rice.
A quick announcement. I'm getting some clients together on Zoom for a body transformation workshop on April 13th called Unstoppable After 40. We have 15 guest seats for entrepreneurs and other high performers who want to lose 15 or more pounds, transform their bodies, and increase their energy. And in this masterclass, I'm going to be teaching the super simple four-step process our successful clients are using to lose fat, transform their bodies, and supercharge their energy in record time. And the best part, you're going to be able to do this without time-consuming workouts, restrictive diets, or any quick fixes that don't work in the long term. So would you like to join as my guest? If yes, go to legendarylifepodcast.com/free to save your spot. Again, legendarylifepodcast.com/free. See you on April 13th at 12 p.m. Central Time.
Hey, and welcome to another Ask Ted segment. I'm your host, Ted Rice, coach to entrepreneurs, executives, and other high performers. And we're going to answer a question from Caitlin. Caitlin asks, I am starting a strength training, resistance training regimen. Should I also start a creatine regimen with it? I don't use any pre-workout or any workout supplements, but heard good things about creatine. Just let me know. Thanks. Okay, cool. So when I get a question like this, now I could just say, hey, creatine's a great supplement and it's proven to boost your workout performance if you're lifting weights, not if you're doing long cardio. It's proven to help with brain performance. It helps with depression. It helps with a number of different things. And so it's a good supplement overall, and that's true. And of course, there are some risks for people who have kidney issues. But again, you're an adult. You need to figure that out. Have you been to the doctor? Do you have a checkup? Do you have damaged kidneys? Do you have a doctor that you can ask, hey, I'm going to take this supplement. Is it cool? Actually, you got to be careful even asking doctors because a lot of them are ignorant when it comes to supplements. So make sure you work with a doctor who lifts and understands sports supplements. Don't ask a doctor who doesn't. I've heard doctors say, by the way, I know this is tangent, but I think it's important because I'm trying to give you the full context of what comes up for me when I see a question like this. I've heard a doctor say, oh, I don't believe in supplements. It's like, what do you mean? It's not like the boogeyman. It's not the Christmas. It's not Santa Claus. There's like a ton of research on this. And just because you're busy reading the Journal of American Medical Association doesn't mean the Journal of Sports Supplements, you know, there's a ton of high quality research on different supplements, and some of supplements, you know, haven't found to be very efficacious at all, but there's a ton of literature out there. So, but still you should check in case you have some kidney damages. I know like a lot of people who may be in the 60s, 70s, like I wouldn't have put my dad, who was 70 in his mid 70s, he was 76 when he died. I wouldn't have put him on creatine because he did have a kidney issue. In fact, that was the thing at the end that that did him in, was kidney failure, among other things. So again, that's something to consider. Now, here's what I think about when I personally think about taking a supplement. So I think about what I just said. Is it safe? What is the safety? Two, has it been studied? Because by the way, supplement companies, a lot of people think big pharma is an issue, and it is. But those same people will go and buy a bunch of supplements, and supplement companies, they're even less regulated than the FDA. pharmaceutical companies, right? Pharmaceutical companies have a much higher standard. Now, it doesn't mean there's not some great supplement companies out there. There are, but they're not as, and I don't think this is necessarily a bad thing, because I don't want to get into a talk about politics in terms of, you know, regulating supplements and everything, but they've gone back and forth and they've kept it unregulated the way it is. I personally think that's okay. At the same time, you got to have a trustworthy companies who you buy from, because they found all sorts of things in different supplements. I would never buy creatine, for example, from China. I would never buy creatine from any other place other than a reputable company. And that goes with any supplement, by the way. So now that we have that out of the way, let me say this. So when it comes to a supplement, I'm thinking, okay, so how safe is it? How much research is behind it? Not just marketing, what a supplement company says. And what is the goal? What is my goal? And for Caitlin, I'm having to assume her goal because she wasn't super specific, but she said that she's starting a strength training regimen. And we know that creatine is beneficial for strength training. Again, not running long distances or even medium distances, but if you're going to be lifting weights or doing sprints, creatine, anything under 60 seconds, creatine helps with that. So it does help with that. So cool. How much does it cost? It's fairly cheap. So it's a great supplement in terms of that. But I also want to say this. Not only do I think about a supplement, I also think about, okay, but in the hierarchy of importance, if I want to get stronger, and I don't know what your goal is, Caitlin, if it's to lose fat, if it's to boost strength, if it's to do a little bit of everything, if it's to build muscle, because those are different goals, by the way. Lifting for strength is different than lifting for muscle mass is different than, now there's some carryover and crossover, but you know, those are different things. You can get the strongest I've ever gotten where I was hitting the max weight I've ever lifted. I was working up to one rep maxes, but my lifting volume was low. So I actually lost muscle as I was getting stronger. I'm going to repeat that for you again. I lost muscle as I was getting stronger. So you got to think, okay, well, where does it fit in with the goal of getting stronger? Where does taking creatine? Well, what's even more important than taking creatine is your workout. What type of workout are you following? Is it a well-written workout? Most workouts aren't well-written. There's a bunch of good, I think, decent programs online, but there's even more stupid, ridiculous programs online. So make sure you have a good workout program from someone reputable. The second thing I would say is even more important than creatine is your nutrition. How many total calories are you eating? How much protein are you eating? Where are you getting those calories from? What's the quality of the food that you're eating? That matters. It's not just about calories. Calories are number one for fat loss, but the quality of your food is going to help with recovery from exercise. If you have more micronutrients, in other words, vitamins, minerals, and things like phytochemicals, those things, antioxidants, those things are going to help with recovery. Also eating enough food and also having enough carbs to fuel performance. And after those two things, I would even say sleep is more important, or maybe even stress management. And so we have the program that you're doing is probably the most important. That's what I would say. Nutrition is second, sleep and stress are third and fourth. And then fifth would be, oh, should I take creatine or not? So that's what I would tell you. And doesn't mean not to take creatine, but what I found, and this is something I used to do. Back in the day, I thought I knew all there was to know about working out. And this is, we're talking like 15, 17 years ago, 20 years ago, maybe even. And the more years, the dumber I was. And of course, I'm just kind of using self-deprecating humor. I was pretty good for the time, but things have changed a lot. Right? We have way better information now. And I would get to a point where I'd hit a plateau and I would be looking for the supplement that I needed to take me to the next level. So now I don't do that. Now I'm like, okay, Is my workout optimized? How about my nutrition? Okay, let me look at my Oura Ring. How is my resting heart rate? How's my sleep? How am I doing here? And then I worry about the supplements. Doesn't mean you can't take the creatine, but it's just understanding the hierarchy of importance. And most of the time, what I mention is going to be more important than what supplement you're taking almost all the time. I can't even think of an example where the supplement is more important than the things that I'm talking about. So should you take creatine? If you have healthy kidneys, you're cleared by a doctor, absolutely. But should you place so much importance on it? It's kind of interesting, and this is nothing against you, Caitlin, because I used to be this way, and many people are this way, but people don't ask me like, hey, I just started lifting weights. What should my sleep be? How many calories should I be eating? What's the right amount of protein? I'm a little curious. Should I take protein supplements? It's like, should I take creatine? So maybe she has maybe you have everything dialed in, and that's amazing if you do. But the reason I bring this up, because someone might ask the same question, not have everything dialed in, but they're hoping they can show up to the vitamin shop, spend $20 on creatine, and it's going to create the breakthrough. And then they use it and they say, you know what? I don't really feel the difference in creatine. It's like, yeah, because you sleep 4.5 hours, you're stressed, you eat like crap, you don't eat enough protein, and your workout sucks. So creatine isn't so powerful that it's going to overcome all those issues. And that's what I have to say about that. I know that was a bit comprehensive, but my aim in this is to help you work out the thought process that I have when I think about this for myself. Should I take this supplement? Sometimes I experiment with things, but should I spend money on this supplement? And so that's how I work it out. So let me ask you this. What was your big takeaway from today's talk about creatine? Because we talked way more than just about creatine. What is your big takeaway, and how can you take that takeaway and turn it into action? Again, learning, listening is not learning. Listening, applying. That's how you learn. So what can you do to make this actionable and turn it into action and into something that's going to help you? That is what I want to leave you with. Have an amazing weekend, and I'll speak to you on Monday. And this time I'm going to share with you everything you need to know about high intensity interval training. Look, it makes my eyes roll when I see YouTube videos, Instagram influencers, and all these people talking about high intensity interval training. And it's exactly not what the research shows. So people say it's a great thing, and then they show you a workout, but it's not even, has nothing to do with what has been studied as high intensity interval training. And you need to do those things if you want to get the benefits that the studies say. You don't follow YouTube workouts that are 10 minutes long and expect to have amazing results. So look, I'm going to break things down to you in a way where it's going to be very clear on what high intensity interval training actually is, because it's a very specific definition. What are the things that you need to do to make sure you're doing it properly? And what are some tried and tested methods? Because there are tried and tested methods out there. I'm going to share all of that with you and more. So tune in on Monday. Speak to you then.
A quick announcement. I'm getting some clients together on Zoom for a body transformation workshop on April 13th called Unstoppable After 40. We have 15 guest seats for entrepreneurs and other high performers who want to lose 15 or more pounds, transform their bodies, and increase their energy. And in this masterclass, I'm going to be teaching the super simple 4-step process our successful clients are using to lose fat, transform their bodies, and supercharge their energy in record time. And the best part, you're going to be able to do this without time-consuming workouts, restrictive diets, or any quick fixes that don't work in the long term. So would you like to join as my guest? If yes, Go to legendarylifepodcast.com/free to save your spot. Again, legendarylifepodcast.com/free. See you on April 13th at 12 p.m. Central Time.